This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
I think Hannah McNair could be a great radio host.
I don't know about that.
You know,
I
think if she wasn't canceled. A billionaire.
No, if she had a microphone in front of her 20 yeah. hours a week, she would be canned by Tuesday.
Oh, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But she would bring the fire because she never runs out. Like, she's always got
she can cook.
A lot of people think, I could do radio. And then they're on the air for 3 minutes and they're what else is there?
She came in here cooking, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
She came in here roasting.
Did she do a podcast?
Mm-hmm. For sure, but she doesn't need to. She's got the
she don't need to.
No, I think she got other stuff to do. There's a lot of people that don't need to.
I think she got more important stuff to do than sit around on the podcast.
Come on, man. Like, listen to In the Loop. Standing by it. Like I said, I don't like the home uniforms. Just not a fan. The Yankee blue, not a fan. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be traditional, I know the NFL didn't offer that color. Kind of thought there could have been a little bit more flavor in the home unis. Now, there's disagreements. There's some people. I know my neighbor, Angela, she said that she likes the – she's been a listener for a while, by the way. Shout out to Angela.
Yeah.
Big loophole. Happened to live in the
neighborhood. She's not one of the ones that's a caring about the park.
Hell no.
Let me find out she's the one causing ruckus she might over have been, parking spot.
If she's the one who posted anonymously, you just lost a listener. But no, she actually likes the home the best. She likes the white the least. I like the white the most.
Yeah.
So there's healthy disagreement. I feel like we're getting a nice array of that, but I'm not a fan of the homes at all. I think they're for lack of a better term.
They're my number three or four, tied for three with the Reds or four by themselves. The Reds don't do a lot for me, but I will say this, they keep talking about fans like the traditional, you know, logo and look all. Well, actually, this is another confession. I said it earlier. I think these uniforms would be even more so universally approved if the alternate blue H-Town uniform was the everyday home. I think people are going to be a little disappointed.
Oh, man, that is the home?
I think people are going to be a little disappointed nasty. That they're only going to see it like twice a year.
You don't think it's too loud for a home?
The alternate blue with the H?
I'm not.
Hell no.
No, I think they would dominate.
They would dominate.
Yeah. If those
and maybe there's still a chance that somewhere down the road.
I think in a couple years they could consider that.
Yeah.
I think they need to change uniforms as often as possible. They need to ride this wave. They need to, like, whatever the rule is it 3 years?
Every 3 years you can tweak. The complete change, you have to go through the whole league and everything, which we were
talking
about.
With how popular their squad is, with how the kids are and the merch and stuff, they need to make up for only changing their uniforms once in two decades and get that done.
What I'm curious to see is, look, they're going to see these numbers. They're going to see the hats with that logo outselling everything. They're going to see the jerseys and T-shirts with that look outselling everything. So I'm wondering if, like, in a year, you know, they could say, you know what? Let's make the traditional homes the alternates, and because people are going to be disappointed you can only see them twice. You know, you can only see them twice a year.
I actually like that the hat right there. I actually think that's the best NFL hat. in the league right now.
Yeah,
man.
His hat's nasty.
Because NFLs don't really have good caps.
I feel like Cal got a custom though. It kind of fits his head perfect. I don't know what's going on there. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's just been rocking a little bit longer, so I was kind of taking the mold.
Yeah.
Watch this. It's called the booms, man. It's called the booms, Fig.
I gotta say. Here we go again.
I was disappointed that Lopez went boomer and had to go old Oilers today.
Except I didn't.
On the Texans' big day, we had to go.
Yep.
We had to go at Amy Adams stank, which, by the way, Hannah might have too.
She's not a boomer.
But yeah, I was disappointed that Lopez made this about Billy White.
Well, you shouldn't be, because I never did that at all. Didn't even reference it. Pretty irresponsible of you to even say that. But that's okay. I do have one more confession here that I think ties in with these 15 steps that you talked about. Watch this. These are my confessions. I had no idea 5 teams changed their uniforms this year. Did you know that? 5 teams changed their uniform this year?
Broncos, Lions. Who else?
Texans.
Okay.
Jets, that's right.
Oh, man, did they change
their
uniforms?
That's what I'm saying.
They
and the Browns. Figgy, do you even know that the Browns changed their uniform
this
year?
Well, they got the all whites. I think
they added one other significant thing. Think Bernie Kosar.
I don't know.
Alcohol? White face mask.
Yeah, I did
Whiskey?
See that.
White face mask.
Yeah. Oh, you said think Bernie Kosar.
5 teams changed their uniforms to some degree. I was like, what?
Wow.
The Texans were the only ones that were really talked about. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I'm a little hurt, man.
How's that?
Just kind of felt like they gave me a gift and I got jacked. Just confessing. Jersey handed to you.
Hey, Landry, let me get that.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Jersey, I'm going to put it up on the,
studio. Jersey handed to you.
You mean the one they gave me?
Yeah. Cal and Hannah hand you the jersey. They say, hey, we should get show one of these.
Yeah.
All that. Like, boss comes in. Boom!
What chain?
That's my bike, punk.
My grandmother gave me that jersey.
That's right.
And then here's what else happened when the boss came in here. So he steals my jersey, mm-hmm. which was handed to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, well, Lopez has one too. And you know what the boss said?
What's that?
You want some of this too, old man? Watch this.
These are my confessions. I don't know if this is a confession or just an observation. Maybe it's a confession. I'll turn it into a confession.
How about a conservation?
A conservation? How do we feel about bringing a wrestling belt up to the studio after you're already off the air and home so you can take a picture with Hannah McNair holding the belt and call her the People's Champ? It's a question. How do we feel about that?
I don't know, man.
Figgy?
About that,
I mean, I'm actually fine with it. If he paid that much money for it, damn it, I'm gonna get a picture with everybody with that.
$500, you said?
Yeah, $550.
Yeah, I'm getting a picture with everybody with that.
Yeah, the wrestling belt outside. Sean's got the pickup. It's looking good.
Yeah.
Got the belt looking right there. Hannah
holding the belt.
Yeah,
People's Champ.
Probably would have never seen her again, huh? I disagree with something Lopez said yesterday. I'm not pushing back too much on this, J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
But I don't think that the Astros are done yet.
Well, look.
I don't think they're done yet.
we haven't even really talked about the Astros too much for obvious reasons. They suck and they're done is one of them. But the other is the Texan stuff going on. Look, I said this yesterday, and we posted the video of me talking about this. I could certainly be wrong, but it would take a lot for them to make a run to the postseason, given their shortcomings everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean everywhere.
No, I don't think you're. I mean, you're, yeah. I mean, you're not crazy. Like, yeah. if you put a gun to my head, would I confidently say you're wrong? No.
Mm-hmm.
But this division's, I guess, a little bit wide open.
Yeah,
wouldn't bet on them. That's for damn sure.
I would not bet on them.
Definitely would not bet on them.
Yeah,
that is for damn sure.
The only thing I don't get with these uniforms, now that they're out and we've seen them, and you know where I rank them. I'll just reiterate for those who might be jumping in. Alternate H-Town, dark blue uniforms, one. Road uniform, regular road uniforms, two. Probably red, three, and then the regular home, four. The only thing I don't get is why the heck they put that H-Town on the inside of the back of the collar. Does that one have it?
That one do not. I don't think that one has it.
That one doesn't? Yeah, it does. I don't understand.
Okay, the other
that.
One don't have it then.
I don't understand.
I don't know
that.
If the other one have it.
I guess maybe because that's the only way you could. That's the only way that you. Yeah, this one says Houston.
Yeah, that one didn't have it.
This one says Houston, not H-Town, but it is in that blue. I mean, you got it on other places.
They haven't taken that from you?
Yeah, no, they haven't taken it from me yet. Here, I'll let you.
Let me hold that.
Yeah. Don't get used to it.
Yeah, well.
Or put it on. Make them take you off. Or take it off you.
Yeah, you know. It's kind of happens, man.
Like, yeah. Take this off of me then if you want it.
Coming up next, Cal and Hannah McNair, they came in, they brought receipts, and they had the internet going nuts. Let's hear from the owners of the Texans on a very big day round here next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.